first story takes us to Iraq this hour, where Iraqi forces have closed in on Daesh-held Mosul in their large operation to liberate the city. Interior Minister for Iraq's Kurdistan Regional Government, Karim Sanjari, says the troops are now only 5 kilometers from Mosul. Sanjari says the advance was made after nearly 30 villages were freed from ISIL by both government and Kurdish fighters. The Kurdish official added that the offensive to drive Daesh out of Mosul will not end soon, as the terrorists are expected to put up fierce resistance. And the Iraqi government forces, joined by popular mobilization units as well as the Kurdish Peshmerga, began their massive onslaught on Mosul last week. Mosul is ISIL's de facto capital in Iraq, and its liberation is considered to be the fall of the monster terror group there. We're going to cross over to Erbil, joined by Press TV's correspondent Ali Mousavi, and I understand that we're going to have a slight delay, so apologies right now to our viewers. Ali, thanks so much for being with us. Please fill us in on the latest information about this offensive.
Well, the 5 kilometers that was mentioned by the Kurdistan Regional Government's interior minister is in the north of Mosul. Earlier today, the Iraqi forces were able to take about five to six neighborhoods from the town of Tel Kaif, which is around 10 kilometers north of Mosul. This operation started about 3 days ago, where the Peshmerga forces were pushing down from the north towards Mosul, and they've taken a number of villages with the help of the Iraqi forces. Today they entered the town of Tel Kaif, and they most likely will be able to eradicate the Daesh fighters from the town, since they're not facing that stiff resistance. At the same time, the Iraqi forces were pushing into towards Bakhtida, or as it's known in Kurdish as Karakush. It's a Christian town, and it's one of the largest towns on the eastern front of the southeastern front of the Mosul offensive. Also earlier today, the Iraqi forces, special forces, they were able to take two more villages from the south, close to the Ashura. Ashura is still controlled, which is the largest town out, south of Mosul. Mm-hmm. It's still under control of Daesh. They have surrounded it, and they have been fighting fierce battles with Daesh there.
Ali, I want to talk about the aspect. What we have heard is that Daesh has actually taken many families, basically hostage, using them as human shields, and have actually executed some people. What information do you have about that?
Yesterday night, we've had reports from the city that they have made many families who live on the outskirts of Mosul. They've taken them, and they residents, not just families, residents, all of them, and they moved them into the inner, inside the, or closer to Daesh positions, Daesh headquarters around Mosul. Now, we can't really verify this report because we don't have any eyewitnesses or anything to clarify that. But this is typical of Daesh's terrorist activities that they've been imposing on Iraq for the past 2 years, if not longer. They've also, we've heard reports of them executing over 250 people, including children, of those people who have opposed them over the past 5-6 days of the offensive. Since the beginning of the offensive, we've heard reports of an attempt at an uprising. We've heard reports of inner fighting within Daesh. There were also reports of their leaders escaping or their families leaving. So all these attempts by Daesh, or the executions, which are very, very likely, they don't shy away from killing people for the slightest of what they consider an offense. So although we can't really verify these reports, We can only wait until Mosul is actually liberated to see the atrocities they have committed on the population there.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that report out of Erbil. Press TV's Ali Mousavi.